Marit, first of all, welcome up to the area. Talk a little bit about your trip and what you've learned and discovered about this region.
Mm-hmm. Well, I started out in John Vantoff's riding down in New Liskeard and kind of wove my way up to Hearst a few days ago. I've been here for, 5 or 6 days. Yeah. But here in Hearst at Kappus Casing for 2 days. And I'm going to be heading down to Smooth Rock Falls today and then Timmins. And, you know, it's not my first time in the area, but I haven't been up to Hearst and Kappus Casing before. I used to work back in the 90s. I worked for Gilles Bisson for a number of years. And so I got to come up to Timmins and Iroquois Falls and that area quite a lot at the time. And but it's been great. You know, we're meeting with lots of folks. We've been, you know, whether it's folks in the labor movement, unions, or at the hospitals. We've been meeting with folks in the hospitals. We've got another meeting today with another hospital. And also with the mayors and the Reeves and and the counselors, because it's really, really important to me that I have a chance to listen to what not just the issues are, but what people see as the solutions up here, you know, because, you know, people are struggling, I would say, in every part of the province right now, no question. But the issues here in the north are really different and specific, and particularly in this part of the north. And so I really want to understand them better and work with people and to come up with some solutions. And Guy Bourgoin here is, you know, being an amazing advocate, voice for the region at Queen's Park. So, you know, I always listen to Guy, but sometimes it's good to see it for yourself, you know? Yeah.
Talk a little bit about the major issue, which you've learned through yesterday and you're going to hear from about this morning, is going to be healthcare. The lack of doctors, the shortage of healthcare workers up here, and what's been going on with that.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. That's the number one issue, and especially that's why we're going and talking at going to the hospitals, talking to the healthcare workers and the administrators, because it's obviously a crisis. But you know, it's interesting because when I look back on like the 90s, there was a doctor shortage then, right? I mean, up here. So now, though, it's 2.2 million Ontarians across the whole province who don't have a doctor, a primary care physician, or a nurse practitioner or anything. And so you're competing even more for those workers. And what I keep hearing is, you know, the importance of training people up here, you know, making sure getting people into schools up here so that they actually stay here. But also, you know, sure, we have to offer incentives, but if you've got nowhere for people to live, you got a really big problem. So that's some of the issues that we've been talking about.
Well, when you talk about the people, places to live, the lack of housing continues to be a focus. And it's not just an issue I know you brought up in Southern Ontario with everything going on with the province, but up here it's even paramount, yeah, because there is the lack of housing available in these smaller communities.
That's right. Lack of housing stock, you know? So we talked yesterday with folks at the DSAB to talk a bit about like what some of the ideas they have are. But I look at it like a couple ways. One is, you know, we just can't rely on developers, especially up here, to build that housing we need. So we need to focus on building affordable housing, like really affordable housing. And that's where government can come in and partner up with municipalities and DSAB and, you know, actually build affordable units that people can rent and live in. And a lot of people want that option. Even people who own their own homes, you know, seniors, are looking for ways to like live a more simple life, maybe have a little bit more support. We need to build that now and we need to build it fast. That's the other thing, right? And unless government gets involved, it's not going to happen. So I think that's the difference. And meanwhile, we got Doug Ford just obsessed with building housing in Southern Ontario, particularly in the GTA, so that he can give, you know, really ultimately big deals, land swap deals to some of his developer friends. Well, it's not helping anybody else.
Now, when it comes to housing, the federal government, Justin Trudeau, announced a housing strategy, a housing fund, so to speak. But it sounds like there's a lot of loopholes and how much there will be available when all is said and done.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of disappointing, right? Because we've been talking about this for so many years, right? Like I feel sometimes like, I don't know how Guy feels, but I feel like sometimes we've been talking about the housing crisis coming for 30 years at least. And it's like, they're just waking up today. And then the solutions they're coming up with are just, you know, they're half measures, right? So it's not really, again, like I want the federal government and the provincial government to get back in the job of building housing. We used to do that 30 years ago. That's why we have a few co-op units and stuff like that. We have to get back to doing that, and we have to do it super fast, right? So what does that look like? You know, it might be that we're building them. We're coming up with innovative solutions. You know, we talked yesterday about schools, building tiny houses. You know, there's lots of things we could do. But, I mean, ultimately, at the end of the day, the government has to do it.
Okay. This weekend, the Association of French Municipalities of Ontario are meeting here in Campus Casing. One of their topics and roundtables about getting more young people, ladies involved in politics, whether it's municipal, provincial, federal. How do we do that? How do we make politics, I don't know, a catchword that people want to get involved, you know, to move forward like that?
Yeah, I had a really good conversation with a woman who's with this really cool organization called Politics Now. She's based in Sudbury, while I was in Sudbury a few days ago. And, you know, I should say, we are seeing a lot of young people, and especially a lot of young women, getting involved at the local level, right? Municipal councillors, mayors, board trustees, like, they're coming in because they're saying, you know, look, I want this community. I want to stay here. I want to raise my family here. I need to get involved and change things. And then you've got organizations like Politics Now, and we in the NDP, we do a lot of work to support young people who want to be engaged in politics and run. But there's a lot of obstacles, right? So if you're a young woman and you got a family, or a young person, you got a, you know, a young family, it's hard to, you know, head off to Toronto every week, right? And that's a real barrier for a lot of people. So starting out at the community level, at the local level, is a great way to build your profile and then, you know, step into something else later on. But I really like the work that these organizations are doing that are really encouraging women. And it's not partisan. It's about getting the best people into those roles. And I really think it's great. And we're finding, certainly in the NDP, that there's a peak in interest, because I think a lot of the issues that we talk about, people really relate to, right? It's that urgency, too, that younger people want to see in their politicians.
And then it becomes, if they can get involved, it shows that there's maybe the young children say, hey, maybe there's a path for me somewhere as well.
Yeah, totally. You know, in the last election, I actually think myself, and I heard this from a lot of my team, our NDP MPPs, that younger people, like really young, 13, 14, 15, were getting involved in our campaigns. Because you know what? They look at the world and they see what's happening, and they want to continue to live in the communities where they were raised. They want to have good opportunities. You know, they see what's happening in terms of the climate change and the impact it's having. And those issues for them are really urgent. So yeah, you know, the more people that are involved a little younger, it changes things up. But I also want to say, I think we benefit from people of all ages getting into politics. You know, we have a number of people in our caucus over the years who were retired before they ran. And that also brings like an amazing perspective, right, to the work that we do.
One of the big issues up here, I know Guy Bourgeois has been an advocate of, has been highways and getting the highways reclassified, trying to get, you know, make sure Highway 11 and 17 are part of this classification to make things better, to make things safer. Yeah. They've taken, shall we say, baby steps. And now the Ontario Liberal leadership has decided that they see it as a way to go. Yeah. So talk about, you know, what we can do. It better continue to put pressure on. You know, what's the next logical step as we move forward in terms of our highways?
Well, you know, I mean, Guy's brought forward this bill so many times, this legislation, to try to get the government to agree, and they vote no over and over and over. The Conservatives keep voting against it. I mean, that to me, they're not listening to people up here and across the north, because I would say it's like, if you know, healthcare, housing, yeah, and then roads, no question, huge issue. Every time I'm up here, that's all I hear about. And everybody, as I was driving here, right, everybody was saying, you know, oh, it'll be fine. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, how many times have I heard, you know, Guy talk about what it's like now? Obviously, not the winter right now, but no, I think we're going to keep bringing that forward. Guy's being a great leader on that. We've got other MPPs in the north, like Lise Vaugeois, who's doing really good work on these issues too in the northwest. So I think we can make some headroom, because the Conservatives, you know, if they don't start to actually pay attention to the issues that are really at the front for people, they're out. And, you know, if the Liberals are still doing their soul searching, figuring out who they are, well, welcome to the party. You know, this is the issue. So if the more people that are involved in helping to call for that, we welcome it, right? We want everybody to come together to get this done.
When you talk about getting it done, is it about, you know, to just continue the pressure and the fight? Where do we see that? How do we get this get this going through?
Well, I always say, you know, we've got lots of things going on here in petition campaigns, I think, and all kinds of work. But I would say, you know, call up. Call Guy, lend him your support, stand with him on this. It's really important, and you can't do it alone. We cannot do this fight alone. It's going to take everybody. Call conservative MPPs. Call our conservative MPP in Timmins, you know, and say, you got to get this done. You got to help us out here. The government needs to feel the pressure. And you know, to be honest, you know, people are dying. So I don't know what it's going to take, but I'm hoping that they're feeling a little nervous right now, I think. Actually, I think the conservative government's feeling a little nervous right now. Ontarians are not supportive of them. So hopefully we can turn up the pressure a little bit.
When you were in Hearst yesterday, you went over Constance Lake First Nation. You had a chance to meet a little bit about that. Tell me about that. That's another one. We can go back to healthcare. Mm-hmm. And what's gone on with that? That's just a terrible, tragic situation. You know, we try to get healthcare. We try to get air transportation for emergency and things like that. Talk about that.
Yeah, so we didn't actually get into Constance Lake, but some folks came to meet with us at Guy's office, and it was really tough, right? You know, we've had some issues with Orange Ambulance. I think there's some concerns about, you know, obviously people who aren't getting to the emergency care they need fast enough. People in Constance Lake are worried that maybe there's a little bit of discrimination going on here, for sure. And, you know, we think, you know, we're going to try to do everything we can to support the families. But that also, you know, it just speaks to the reality for people here in this region. If you're really sick, you're not going to be able to necessarily get the emergency care you need in the hospitals here, right? You're going to need to be transported somewhere. We need to make sure that system's working seamlessly. We cannot afford to lose even one person because, you know, the ambulance didn't get there in time.
Okay. I think that's it.